Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 800-531-3815. I'm excited about Karen Cortell Reisman being our guest and joining us again on the show. You remember when she was with us the last time. One of the things we talked about when she was here last time was the fact that she is a cousin of Albert Einstein. We talked about that a little bit. Karen is one of our communications experts. She helps us put our best foot forward when we go into the marketplace. And Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
You too. Let's all have a successful, prosperous 2003.
I've scheduled myself for one.
Me too. It's
on my calendar. I intend to have one. I'm either going to have one or know the reason why.
That's right.
There you go. Karen, I'm really excited about what you want to talk about today, because we just got through having a conversation with one of our personal branding experts, Peter Montoya. We talked about how to make sure that even if you don't think of yourself as having a personal brand, in other words, you sort of operate behind the name of your company, you, as the owner of that small business, you do in fact have a personal brand. And the decision that you have to make is, are you going to define your personal brand, or are you going to let somebody else define your personal brand? And one of the ways that you define your brand is through the way you communicate with others, the way you speak.
That's right. As I was listening to this last segment, I thought how well we piggyback with each other, Mr. Mm-hmm. Montoya and I.
Absolutely, because yes. We need to be able to, when words come out of our mouth, we're actually defining our personal brand, aren't we?
That's exactly right. And I have a suggestion for people listening. I'd like to pose this question. What three adjectives best define what you do? Not your title. Let's just say communication consultant. No. What three adjectives best define what you do? What three words define your company? It might be some of the buzzwords of the 90s, such as excellence, quality, and service.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be, when I talk to people about how to put their best foot forward, as you just said, I talk to people about their content, their organization, their delivery of their message. So in three words, I have described what it is I'm talking about. And that makes you become more perceived with power and presence.
Mm-hmm. So do people identify you as quiet, reserved, which never happens in my case, but and probably not in Karen's case, but or do they say, that energetic, scrupulous,
value-added,
scrupulous, whatever it might be.
These are the adjectives that I want people to take away about me. Mm-hmm. And I might slip those words even into that conversation.
Ah, plant a seed.
You bet. I bring value-added, quality work in a non-threatening way with humor. So I put in about four words mm-hmm. that I want people to remember about what I do.
Mm-hmm. That's well said. And, you can even do it when you're just having a conversation with somebody. And this is not about manipulation, folks. This is just about using the English language to your advantage. For example, Karen, let's say that I thank you for sending me something in the mail. You'd send me a nice little gesture in the mail. You sent me a CD of your CD called Letters from Einstein, Equation for Change. You sent me a free copy of that. And I said to you, thank you for that, Karen. And you say, well, I just like adding value to our relationship.
That's exactly right. And then you've implanted that word that I bring extra value, not just regular, but extra value to your table.
And it's not gratuitous. It's just, don't think of it like that, folks. Don't think of it as manipulative or gratuitous, because I hate both of those things. It's all about the words that you use and the timing when you use them.
You use the word manipulative, and I stress that to my clients that I work with when I do workshops or seminars or even one-on-one coaching. What I say is don't be manipulative, but, Jim, style is being yourself on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
On purpose. And I pose this question to you and our listeners. What are you doing early on and saying early on to establish a high credibility factor? What are you doing and saying early on so that your listener knows that you know and knows that you care about what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Stand by, Karen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Karen Cortell-Reisman is our guest. We're talking about how you can put your best foot forward in the marketplace to extend this conversation about how to develop and maintain your personal brand. Tony Till, we'll be right back with Karen Cortell-Reisman. We're back. It's 17-10. That's all we want, isn't it, Karen? It's a little respect, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Karen Cortell-Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. She's our guest this half hour. And my website, by the way, folks, is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget you can check out all the other things while you're there. You can find out more about my book as well, Small Businesses Like a Bunch of Bananas. Karen Cortell-Reisman, as I mentioned earlier, folks, has a CD called Letters from Einstein, Equation for Change. Albert Einstein actually was her cousin. She is a distant cousin of Albert's, and she has some thoughts on that. We talked about that a little bit the last time she was here. I recommend this CD to you. And also, Karen, the thing that we're working off of today, the communication angle that we're discussing today, you actually have that covered in another CD, don't you?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Jim. It's called Speak to Win, How to Really Get Your Message Across. And it's an audio CD that talks all about the concepts that we've just been discussing, about how to put your best foot forward, about how to maximize your content and organize your delivery and make your message come alive to whomever you're talking to, whether it's on voicemail or live in front of a client or prospect.
What about, give us the website, by the way.
My website is speakforyourself.com, and four is spelled F-O-R. So
right,
speakforyourself.com.
Speakforyourself.com. They can buy the CD from that website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, check that out when you get a chance, folks. And we'll give you that again in just a little bit. You know, you said something a minute ago that I think is so important. I want to mention it again. You said on purpose.
Yes.
Communicating on purpose, not just wandering through life, throwing words out there, but speaking with a purpose. And then you talked about the voicemail,
mm-hmm.
and other ways of communication that a lot of times, I mean, how many times do you call a really important person and you thought you knew what you wanted to say, but when you realized that maybe you didn't do a very good job of leaving that message, what do you recommend rehearsing that?
As much experience as I have had speaking all over the place for 12 years, all over this country, before we connected on this conversation, I called a CEO of a company, and I actually had it written out what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with all the experience I have in thinking on my feet. I wanted this message to be clear, concise, and please, short.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my message.
And that's the reason. That's the reason. One of the reasons you do write it down and rehearse it is so you don't go on and on.
Exactly. Do I do this every time? Of course not. I would never suggest that to our listeners today. But on those pivotal, important messages, I wanted to get my message across. I wanted to ask for something, and I wanted to do it in a way that was positive and pithy and short.
Mm-hmm.
And I accomplished that goal. But was I manipulative? No. Everything I wanted to say was absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
What about content? You mentioned content, and mm-hmm. and you know, we talk about content a lot when we talk about developing our websites,
mm-hmm.
but we don't really think about content as much when we talk about our speaking. Now we think about content if we're actually giving a speech, but just regular communication Tell us what you, how
I
you define content.
I have a little formula for this, and it's called the K plus A equals C. K stands for knowledge. The listener needs to know that you know. And I'll give our listeners a check plus because you bring that already to our tables. You probably earned the right to talk about whatever it is that you do. Mm-hmm. But A stands for attitude. The listener needs to know that you really care. The great news is you don't have to be a cheerleader type. You can be your own personality. Yet, the listener needs to know that you really care about what your topic is or what your background is or what you're trying to sell. They have to know that because all of us are carrying around a BS light bulb in our head. You know what BS stands for? And it goes on and we stop listening when we think the person who's talking doesn't know or doesn't care. But if the BS light bulb fortunately stays turned off, then you end up with the C, which is credibility, which is what I was talking about before. So I ask my clients, what are you doing and saying early on? Already in our conversation this morning, you know that I've been doing this for 12 years. You know, because I've embedded it into my verbiage, that I've traveled around the country, given presentations, done workshops, had one-on-one clients. This is true, but it's put into my paragraph on purpose, if you will.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that that I think prevents people from feeling confident when they speak, and certainly keeps them from accepting opportunities for public speaking, is that they think they don't have anything to say. But the truth is, if they're in business, if they know what they're doing, if they're successful at what they're doing, all the things, the two key things that you just mentioned, knowledge and attitude, which is the same thing as their passion for what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that in spades, haven't they?
Absolutely. I also suggest, I did an all-day workshop yesterday for a corporate client, and I asked my audience to have funnier eyes, to include,
funnier eyes.
Look around and find the funny stuff. Find the humor. Humor is tragedy plus time. So it's yesterday's miserable goof-up. Mm-hmm. Equals today's, I can live with it, to tomorrow's hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
And by including these stories into our presentations, whether they are behind the lectern or on the phone, adds fun to the whole content arena.
Karen, stand by for just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. Karen Cortell-Reisman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. When we come back, I'm going to ask her if not taking yourself too seriously helps you to be a better communicator. I think it is. I think it does. We're going to ask Karen what she thinks about that. Tim Tim, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we're going to be visiting with Bob Stemple, who is the former chairman of General Motors. He's now in the fuel cell business, folks. Did you know that? Well, if you remember him from being on the show before, you do. And he's going to talk to us about where we're going with the fuel cell business. But the exciting thing is, that I'm excited about, is the next time he's with us, he's going to give us his ideas on what he thinks the future of the automobile industry is. That's not this visit, though. That's next time. But he's going to be with us coming up in the show straight ahead. John Fox is going to join me to debate the Bush tax proposal. And then after that, Bert Folsom is our resident historian. He's going to join us, and we're going to talk about what my thought is, that George Bush is in the most unique position, in his position as the President of the United States, of any other human being in the history of mankind. That's my proposal, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Karen Cortell-Reisman is our guest. She is the author of a couple of outstanding CDs, Letters from Einstein. Also, Karen, give us the title of the one that we're working off of today.
Speak to Win, How to Really Get Your Message Across.
And that's at your website.
Yes.
Speakforyourself.com. And also, if someone wanted to find out about getting you to come and do some workshops or a keynote or something for their organization, can they find that out at your website?
Sure, but let me give you my toll-free number.
Okay.
That's 866. And then the number is 535-2267.
So check that out. And that information is also on the website, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And that's speakforyourself.com. Karen, I posed the question as we went to the break. Do you think that you can become a better speaker, a better communicator, if you can learn to not take yourself too seriously?
Jim, one time I stood up to give a speech and my skirt did not.
Your what?
My skirt did not.
Oh, my God. I started to laugh, but I decided maybe I shouldn't laugh.
I don't know if you can identify.
I have to say, I never had that happen. I guess I have had my... but you know what? I will tell you a little story, though. I never stand up that I don't put my hand on my belt and make sure that my zipper is up.
Everything's all
I
together.
I always do. And I've got a little move that I do that nobody really notices. I just kind of put my hand on my belt and let my little finger, you know, kind of go to the top of... Make sure that the zipper is up. I do that every time.
The perfect speeches that we give are the ones we get to the steering wheel after we finish the one in reality. And on that particular day, the perfect speech to the steering wheel was, they certainly got more than they paid for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yes, we do have to lighten up, try not to take ourselves too seriously.
We're not going to get out of this alive, are we?
We all make mistakes. And again, today's humor was yesterday's tragedy,
right.
And that story I have shared with clients across the years just to show them, hey, lighten up and include these stories and let people know that you're not perfect, that you're still doing a great job. But
I think some people listen to the show to see when I'm going to mess up, and they don't have to worry about it because they know that I'm probably going to tell them when it happens.
Or right after that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that life is... I mean, I've said it many times before. I actually wrote about it in my book. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
I have, unfortunately or fortunately, a large arsenal of these types of stories.
But the thing is, but the reason I say that, Karen, is because if we take ourselves too seriously... We put too much pressure on ourselves. If we can't make a mistake, and if we make a mistake, we can't laugh at ourselves, then we take ourselves too seriously, and I think we never venture out. We never give it a try. Or when we do, and we ultimately, you know, do something, we fail in some little bitty way, which we all do, then it puts those off around us, puts those around us off because of the way we handle it.
Even though we know this, it's a pleasure to hear you say this. It's a great reminder. We, and I will just say, I suffer from perfectionisticitis.
Yes, me
and
too.
It's wise and well said by you, Jim. We do need to remember to lighten up and to remember that you can't be perfect all the time. And, in fact, that can freeze you and make you less than effective when you are trying to put your best foot forward.
Absolutely. And folks, think about that as you're dealing with your employees, because you're not perfect. And if you're looking for ways to have fun with your employees, try to have a little bit at your own expense. You'd be surprised how much humanity that will install in their minds about you. Karen Cortell Reisman, we're going to have to wrap it up. This has been a great visit. We've had fun.
Thank you, Jim. I've enjoyed it very much.
We'll do it again. Speakforyourself.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Check those CDs out, folks, at Karen's website. Thank you, Karen. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And don't forget to laugh at yourself today. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.